What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
Hey, whoever you are, thanks for listening to us.
What's your name?
Chinese best friend. Mike, I think the listeners...
Do you have another best friend?
No, Michael Blackson.
You don't have like a Puerto Rican best friend?
Oh, I
like
have
Mexican
a
best friend.
Filipino best friend.
Oh, who's that?
I've known him for 15 years, you know.
That's a long time. Where is he?
Yeah. Well, he's not here right now.
I know that motherfucker. Where's the nigga at?
Well, I got maybe a new one that's coming.
Okay. That's later in the show. You have any white best friends or are you just racist?
Oh, white best friends?
Yes.
I haven't found him yet, but...
I have a white best friend.
Yeah, you do? Oh, I've never met him, Michael Blackson.
Dave Steinberg. Remember one time you drove me?
I
pretended he was my personal chauffeur so I could look like I'm rich too.
Yeah. I remember that.
Right. Yeah, I sat in the back seat of my own car.
Yeah.
And made you drop me off so I could look important.
That one looked good, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked real good, man.
Yeah,
thanks,
it looked
man.
Like you're President Barack Obama.
I know. Barack doesn't have a Rolls Royce. He probably has a Buick Skyhawk or some shit.
Yeah, Mike. So your friend is doing good?
Yeah, he's a fucking billionaire, man.
Yeah.
Oh. I want to get him on the podcast. He looks like
can we get him?
He looks like Mr. Drummond from what's the show called? Different Strokes. Remember Different Strokes?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, the white guy that adopted two black kids, a little fat chubby
round
one.
No wonder why he wants to be with your friend.
Maybe that's fucking why he hang with me. He probably think I'm fucking one that's Arnold or his brother Willis. He probably think I'm Willis.
Is that the same Willis? Like, what you doing, Willis?
That's on. What you talking about, Mr. Drummond?
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. He looks just like Mr. Drummond. And then I have a Chinese best friend that's Filipino. That's you.
Oh yeah, that's me. Yeah.
I have. Do I have any Hispanic best friends?
You have any? Oh well, I thought you have a good friend downstairs. His name is El Chapo. Or that's not your best friend?
Well, he's just a drug dealer of this building.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You gotta delete that one. Cause
I don't want him. I don't hang with him. I don't know who he owes money to, who's trying to stab him in a shootout. I'm not taking no chances, motherfucker. Hey, it's not even St. Patrick's Day. What the fuck you wearing green for, Chinese best friend?
My girlfriend started me going out for 2 days straight. She want to make sure that I don't look good.
Your girl dresses you?
Yeah, I don't have a choice. Whatever that's in the laundry machine that's clean.
So she cleaned up white and green?
Yeah. I've been wearing the same white pants for 3 weeks.
She just keep rewashing it? I hope she...
She washes every day.
Same fucking pants?
Yeah, that's why sometimes I don't recognize if I wore it yesterday. Because she washes the moment I get home, she washes the whole fucking thing.
And when she hangs it up and like irons it.
Yeah, she puts it back nicely. I swear to God, I feel like I live in Macy's. Everything's nice, smelling, everything.
Oh, that's nice.
It's so clean.
Who made your clothes? Who's?
Oh, yeah, this friend of yours, Marquis, he gave me.
What? There's another outfit for my friends?
Yeah, he gave me.
Do you spend money on clothes at all, Chinese best friend? All you wear is all my free shit.
Well, I used to go hang out at Ross and Marshall's and Walmart, but thanks to you, Mike, I have a lot of free clothes.
That's good, man. You wear all the shit I would never fucking wear.
Yeah.
I can wear
Thanks
that.
A lot for all the shit.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks to the fans that keep making me free shit that I'm not wearing.
Yeah, some guy says he wants to drop off some more clothes in my house.
Next time they ask you for my size, just give them your size. They're like, what? Like, hey, what Michael Blackson wear? He wear extra large. He sure it might look like a crackhead. I'm like, listen, just he's playing on.
I actually said it's small. They gave me the small.
Did it fit?
No, it don't fit me. It fit my girlfriend, so it's okay.
Oh, so now your girl's wearing my clothes too?
Yeah.
Nobody's buying clothes in your house. Is your son wearing my shit too?
Not yet. I should say extra small for Michael Blackson. Yeah, whoever's listening, extra small for Michael Blackson. I think somebody's listening to us, Mike, because I get an offer on clothes all the time. It's like,
can you guess what I'm wearing?
I think that's a Versace where did you get that one, Mike? That's very rare. First time I seen somebody wear that was Lil Nas X on the MTV Award Show.
Play with me. He wore this shirt?
Yeah, and I heard he gets those for free, just like
he don't get no fucking
Bruno
Versace.
Mars.
Versace is not giving away free nothing.
Bruno Mars gets for free.
He has a contract with them?
Have you heard that song? Versace on the floor.
Well, he probably sang that song after he made it. I need to make a whole material on Versace then. Maybe that's how he got the free shit, because he made a whole song about them.
I can't believe the whole world.
If I made a joke about them, I'll be roasting them, so they're not going to give me nothing.
Maybe you should do that, Mike.
Talk about them in my act.
A controversy is good controversy.
Hey, the good thing about them, they haven't done nothing racist yet, you know, like the other people.
Yeah, they did. They didn't hire the African King of Comedy to represent the clothing line.
The rest of the clothing line, I had to like shut them off. I don't wear certain ones anymore. I'm not even going to mention their name.
But you know what? I saw the article of Versace. They hired the darkest man from Africa.
For real?
To be one of the models.
They know better. They don't want to have no issues. They don't want no Gucci problems.
Yeah, Gucci, huh?
Where's the other one? Burberry? Was it Burberry?
Burberry shut down because of that, I think.
They didn't shut down, but I'm saying they have.
They're only in Marshalls and Ross now.
Damn, I'm not sure the other ones are, but whatever. Fuck it. Doesn't matter. They're not. Either way, this shit is not free, motherfucker. I'm still paying for this shit.
I can't believe you're still paying for these clothes, Michael Blackson. It's like.
I thought you contacted him.
I did, but nobody answers me. I have 81,000 followers on Instagram. I'm not verified. Nobody cares, Mike. I DM'd the Mark Zuckerberg 88 million times. He doesn't answer.
He doesn't?
Yeah.
He don't like you. He don't fuck with you.
Yeah, he doesn't like me, Michael Blackson.
All right. Well, I'm wearing this shit. I got the this shirt is actually a couple of
is it comfortable,
like two
Mike?
Seasons ago. It is not
two
even
seasons
current.
Ago?
Yeah, this and the pants is by Pierre. Shout out to Pierre Atlanta. Now they give me free clothes.
Oh.
And they have good quality clothes. Shout out to Pierre. They give me these pants. Versace shoes, Versace, everything
can
else.
Can you breathe with those pants?
Yeah, I don't catch like no yeast infection or nothing. They're tight, but I still get my balls are breathing, Chinese best friend.
Oh, good. I don't know if I could wear those, Mike, but if you're giving away free clothes, Mr. Pierce?
Pure?
Oh, Pure, I know them.
Pure.
Yeah, I've never got any of those clothes, Mike.
Well, you built like a capital Q, my nigga. You know what I mean?
I'd be like the Rock, but the real
you got
Rock.
A stomach.
No, the real Rock.
Yeah, exactly. You feel like a rock with legs, man. I just see little legs, stomach.
I try to fit your clothes, Mike. Yeah. It wouldn't fit.
Certain
it only
clothes,
fits my head.
You are made to wear like members only Tommy Hill niggers. Don't worry, man. I got plenty of friends that make clothes to fit your body.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I've been wearing the same clothes.
What's been going on lately? I know you heard drugs is killing everybody.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I saw that one.
Shout out. Rest in peace to Michael K. Williams. Right, Kay?
That guy is a four-time Academy Award winner.
And a comedian named Fuquan. Fuquan's not really like a popular comic. He was known among comedians. He wasn't like known to the world. But comedians knew him very well. And he was just one of those guys. He came from Jersey, moved to L.A. And, may they all rest in peace. He was 42.
42?
Michael K. Williams, I think, was like 54, maybe. 54
He's 54? He doesn't look
like
that.
Nah, he look black don't crack, Chinese best friend.
Oh, you're right.
And the darker the berry, the sweeter the what?
The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice?
Yes.
Oh.
Right, that means.
Is that how the gin and juice was made?
I don't fucking know how Snoop Dogg made gin and juice. But the darker we are, the longer we live, man.
Really?
Get a tan. I mean, the younger we look. Like right now, let me guess, you probably... How old are you? 70?
It was just
what are
my
you?
Fucking 65? Birthday 2 weeks ago, Michael Blackson.
How old are you? About 62? What are you?
62 years old. I just turned. I eat a lot of rice.
No, Chan, you're about 25, but you look 62.
Mike,
I'm 98.
I just turned.
And I look 27, okay?
Yeah. I gotta
Can
hang
you imagine
on
if we live like biblical time? Do you know, like, in the Bible, it said, like, and these guys lived like 900 years old.
No.
Yes, it's said in the Bible. And then he begot this child, and Jacob begot Moses, and Moses begot this. It's 800. These niggas was living 800 years old. You think that was real age?
800 years old?
Or is it like dog age? What do you think?
I don't know, but it sounds real if it's in the Bible.
800 fucking years.
Are you Moses?
I'm not Moses, but God, can you imagine 800 years old?
Oh my God.
How old is your son? My son just turned 700.
Just turned, died. Yeah.
He just turned, my baby is 500 years old. Yeah, she's.
Oh my God.
She's got like 90 grandkids.
That would be nice, huh? Living to 500 years old.
She's ovulating.
She's still getting her period every month.
So, all right. So those guys, we lost them.
Yeah.
Gone so young, but you know, my thing, I try to have a lesson from everything that happens in the world. You know, and we found out that they all died from some kind of drugs.
Yeah,
overdose.
The cocaine had some fentanyl. Fentanyl's like killed more people than the COVID. Coronavirus.
It did, didn't it?
So, but you barely hear it because I guess everybody was counting.
Well,
as corona.
You don't. Because they only talk about them things when it happened to celebrities and entertainers.
Oh.
So many regular people die from that, and you know,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody. And the thing about it, they're talking about Seth and about it, like we love these guys and we miss them, but when you die from overdose and people and just I'm try like, to, they, people try to blame like it says your fault. You know, the thing about these drugs are addictive. Addiction is bad. You know, I think they need to like, we need to find a cure for addiction. It got to be something that. If you're addicted to crack, you know, they got to come up with some kind of drug where you could just, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to pop this goddamn extra super strength Tylenol to the 8 power and get rid of this fucking drug habit.
I think Dr. Fauci needs to make his own cocaine brand that is less harmful to the humankind. Like put baby powder or maybe flour on it or something.
You going to sniff that, motherfucker?
I mean, they don't know, Mike.
I'm not.
They could just lie that.
Chinese best friend. I think either, listen, if these guys are not going to just say no to drugs, you know, that's the most important thing. The first important thing, let's say no to drugs. Let's save
but
our
that's
children.
Very
let's,
hard, Mike.
I know. Let's
people
just,
want what they cannot have.
You know, listen, don't start the habit. You know, don't start the habit. The younger ones that are coming out now, don't start this habit of drugs because it doesn't get better. It gets worse. You get addicted to it. And then you can't, you know, I mean, I'm like talking about it, but you know, my son went through
this. No, but kids, experimentation, Mike, they want to experiment.
I'm telling you, it's the worst experiment. You know, you just better off, you go and fuck some crackhead. Go fuck a prostitute with no condom. Just, I'll take a chance on dick and balls. Don't put nothing in your arm. Don't sniff nothing. You know, just say no to drugs. That's important. If you want to not have those problems, you want to live longer. You want to live healthier life, say no to drugs. You know, and America, this drug abuse is like so big in this country. Ugh. America needs to work on medication for addiction. Let's find medicine for these addicted people that really don't want to do this anymore, could pop this pill, and then all of a sudden like, hey, I don't want no more cocaine.
Maybe Viagra, Mike.
Chinese
so they just
friend,
look for pussy instead.
I'm not fucking with you today.
Okay. No, Viagra is better than cocaine.
Yeah, I mean, what's your problem? Everybody has an addiction. What's your addiction? You have alcohol problem.
No, I don't.
Every time
I see you, I feel like drinking.
No, motherfucker.
You stress me out a lot.
How the fuck I stress you out, Chinese? You're like, I'm your fucking boyfriend. I'm your Chinese, I'm your African best friend. No, don't use me as your fucking.
No, because it's alcohol. Your fault. Every time you come home from the Los Angeles airport, you always bring like 20 fucking pounds of 1942s. What am I gonna
do? And do I drink them? Where they are? They're right there.
Yeah, just, but we're staring at it every 6 feet.
Just look at it. You don't have to do everything you see. It's official, mother suckers. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers. Everybody has a problem. You have an alcohol problem. I have a pussy problem.
Yeah, I heard that from the show. I am healing.
I'm slowly.
You are?
Yes, man. I mean, look, I'm only allowed to have one side chick a month.
What?
My woman is helping me with my addiction.
They lowered it, Mike. It used to be two.
I got
Oh, my God. Now you're going to have a midget next week.
What the fuck you mean?
Yeah, like half a one is going to be a midget.
No, it's never. No.
You only I'm have not. Sex with a midget.
The what once a month do? Is killing me. But you know what? I have to stay disciplined. That is my drug. I'm disciplined. Even when she pushed she left, I said, listen, you're going to be gone. Can I get some pussy the next 4 days? She's like, no, Mike. I'm like, okay.
Mike, it started with 12.
It started with me doing what the fuck I wanted 30. To do.
Oh, I can't wait for next week's episode.
What you mean? No. But this weekend, I get once a month. So this weekend, I'm getting mine once a month.
Oh, you could only have it once a month.
I could have it once a month. But this is what Ryder told me, right?
Yeah, she's not listening. Don't worry.
I hope she's not. She don't want the girl to catch feelings.
Oh,
so guess what she told me that I have to do?
What?
I got to fuck two women at one time.
Oh, woohoo!
Hold on, that's a bad thing, Chinese Damn. Best friend.
Oh, yeah, it is, but I'm happy for you, Mike. I'm living in the eyes of Michael Blackson.
Right, so she don't want no one to catch feelings, which makes sense because I'm all...
It does make sense.
Yeah, because I'm all last time I had my once a month in August.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, hey, my girl said I could have a girl, but she don't want you to be by yourself because she don't want you to start feeling. You know, she's like, well, I can't spend time with you. I'm like, you can't spend, mm-mm.
Oh, you're right.
Bring another chick in the room. We're all going to spend time together. So there'll be nobody catching feeling. No love here.
Mike, you should have a meeting with Rada next week and say, I think this tool doesn't work. They both catch feelings. So you could have three, right? And then you'll have a fucking basketball game.
On one weekend, I have empty balls for that weekend. So yeah, so I'm dealing with what are you doing about your addiction? Because addiction is the problem.
Drinking?
Yeah, you're drinking.
Oh, I only drink when I'm here at your house. I haven't drank.
Well, don't fucking come to my house then. We'll do the podcast on Zoom, motherfucker.
No, Mike. No, I don't have that kind of a drinking addiction.
Tell my drinking. Can I have a drink, Blackson Angel? Kika is back.
Where's she been, Michael Blackson?
You know, she's just chilling, I guess.
I heard she's been hanging out with your friend, Kanye West.
She ain't no fucking Kanye West.
Yeah, she wanna...
Thank you. She ain't no fucking Kanye West. She's just been... you can have a seat. Have a seat.
I think Kanye tried to DM her, but she said, no, Kanye, I don't want you.
For real? Nah,
Kim Kardashian look alike.
Motherfucker,
Mike.
Kanye is getting back with Kim Kardashian. Did you hear about that?
Not. Drake is having an affair with Kim Kardashian.
No, the fuck he's not. Chinese, where the fuck you get your news from?
From their songs that just got released. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? That's the fucking song, Mike. That's Kiki, Kim Kardashian.
This Kika.
Yeah, but this is the Kiki with a K-E-K-E.
That's how you spell Kiki?
Except that song is not on his new album.
Exactly. That song is before we even met Kika.
Yeah, but I think Drake is still with the Kim Kardashian.
Let me figure out something that happened this week. Something crazy happened.
Something crazy happened.
But, I mean, last week, we know that a couple of weeks ago, we had the flood.
The crazy flood.
Was it a hurricane? What was that?
What's the name
was
of
it
that?
Ida? Ida? What's the bitch name?
Ida, yeah. Hurricane was Ida?
Where she come from? Where Canada?
Why are all these hurricanes always some Spanish name?
Oh.
Why, like, you know, I think.
I had no idea.
If it come in, the worst it fuck you up is you change the name. If it come and kill people, call that motherfucker Raheem or something. It's always some Spanish name, Ida, Julio. What's somebody? Maria.
Oh, Maria. Big one in California before you were here. The, what is that called?
A hurricane
El
for real?
Nino. Remember El Nino?
El Nino?
Remember
El Nino? That was
fucking messing the whole California up.
Did it touch California?
Oh, yeah. It touched down here. I met him. He said, hola, chico. I said, El Nino, come and go home. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was. I mean, the flood was so they couldn't even Noah couldn't make an ark big enough to carry everybody. That shit was no. It was carrying cars.
Yeah,
you know. Shout out to everybody that survived. Rest in peace to anybody that was lost in that whole Ida. Terrible. We need a fucking cure for the fucking.
Yeah.
This country is too advanced. Like we have to find a way You know, if they're expecting these weather, they got to be more prepared.
What do you suggest, Michael Blackson? Live in a helicopter?
No. Okay, no? So did you find a way to, like, heat the ground?
Heat the ground?
That way the water could fucking, as soon as it hit the ground, it just dries up.
Or maybe make the stories higher, like 10 feet higher, all the homes.
All the buildings?
You're right, 10 feet
higher. But then how about the cars?
Who cares about the cars? They got Geico insurance.
Fuck you. My car's
probably gone
now. My car costs more than your fucking house. Fuck you, bitch.
Well, you could park it in the second floor of your house. They should do that.
They need to create heated floors where we're expecting a hurricane. We don't push a button and all the floors become like really hot. The water touches it. It just dries.
You fucking motherfucker.
That would be a very expensive
He's gonna electrocute everybody. What the fuck does a heated floor gonna do with it?
That's what I think, man. But fuck the bullshit. A lot of things going on that I'm not too familiar with, all right?
Yeah.
Let's get ready to bring our guests on the show. You know a little bit about crypto stuff. You've been studying crypto.
Yeah, NFTs. Thanks to you, I met these guys and literally, I went crazy for 2 months, Mike.
So before we bring our guest of the night, of the like I said, you've been into the whole crypto scene, cryptocurrency,
yeah.
NFTs, NFL, MLB, whatever the fuck you call
Mike,
it.
Mike, is the future of this modern world, listen, Michael Blackson.
I personally, I'm so old school, I just give a fuck about money, cash, all right?
Mike, they're saying the value of $100 is going to be $32 within 5 years from now.
Not in Africa, it ain't.
Well, they are actually advanced there. A lot of the Africans.
I went to the bank in Africa. They said, "I said, you guys doing Bitcoin? It's a B2. I just said,
B2?
Pick me my money, motherfucker." So my first guest, I met these guys through another friend when I was trying to raise some extra money to continue with the scooter I'm building in Ghana.
Yeah.
Guys were so great, wonderful. And let's welcome to the show. We got from Save the World, Christian and his Norman. Is here. Come on in.
Woohoo! Welcome to the show, guys.
You guys want something to drink?
Yeah. Yes.
What do you want? What do you want?
Kika, a shot of tequila.
What do you? All right. That's Blackson Angel, guys.
Blackson Angel.
Don't look at her ass. It's gonna cost you money. We're gonna need like $2,000 in Bitcoin for every time you look at that booty. Alright, you owe me 800 so far, motherfucker. You owe me 1600. Yes. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
What's up, guys?
Tell me a little bit about, you know, yourself and what you've been doing and how this whole thing got started.
Yeah, so Save the World, it's a charity project with crypto. And basically in the first, 3 months now, we've been able to donate a little bit over $2 million.
Wow.
And we helped you out. We helped Dabo Mandela, Anthony Hamilton, a whole bunch of people. And it's been really cool because sometimes you just kind of give money for charity or you donate somewhere and you don't really know what's happening or where the money's going or even if it's going where they say it is, right? But it's cool because what we do is we show people what's happening, where the money's going, what's changing. And it's been a pretty wild ride.
What a nice people,
and
Mike.
Very nice. That, and I like how to do that because a lot of time people just raise money and say it's going to like breast cancer awareness. Next thing you know, suck some bitch titties that has no cancer. You know, so it's good to know. I mean, these guys bring on the guys, the different people that are helping, and they have to explain what we're doing. Just like with me, they know the, and I can't wait to finish this project that they helped me. They helped me make this accomplishment.
Michael Blackson was gonna open a school that's like not that big, but after your help, this motherfucker's opening a university.
I'm not in a fucking university.
He's a DeVry University.
This guy is capping. Originally, it was just supposed to be like maybe something first to sixth grade equivalent to that.
Okay.
But now I decided to go all the way as far as ninth grade. So it's like elementary all the way to junior high, because in Ghana, senior high is free. So,
Yeah,
10, 11, 12 grade is free. It just became free in the last 3 years.
Okay.
Thank God for that. Yeah. But like first to ninth grade.
Oh, you got to pay for it?
You got to pay for it.
Whoa,
poor,
that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you have to pay for first to ninth. So I say, you know what? I'll build a private school and give scholarship to the students.
Wow, you're amazing, Michael Blassie.
This is incredible. What you're doing is really amazing. I mean, you know, LeBron James does that in Ohio. Did you?
Yes, he did.
Did you get like any inspiration from LeBron?
No, didn't. It happened when I went home, man. I remember when I went back home for the first time after being in America.
Yeah.
I was in America for about 15 years before I went back home. Mind you, I came at like 13. Yeah. So I went back when I was finally able to afford to go back home. And when I went back home, I went to the village where I was from, and I'm like looking at these kids. This is during school hours. The kids are walking around the marketplace helping their mothers, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old Ooh. Kids. I'm like, why are these kids not in school? Then I found out that shit costs money.
Ooh.
They can't afford to put the kid in school. So at that time, this was like early 2000s. Wow. At this time, I'm like, okay,
so
let me go to one of these schools, find out what it costs to put a kid in school. And at that time, it's about average like $80-$90 a year. I'm like, we spend that shit at the bar. That's like,
oh yeah,
that's like 6 drinks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, so I went back to the marketplace the following day, saw 4 kids, talked to their parents, went and paid for them to go to school. Paid 4 kids to go to school for a year.
Wow. Yeah.
And then after that, I said, okay, this is what I got to do.
I got to.
Fuck trying to pay for kids' school. Let me just build a school.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it because it's going to be there hopefully 20, 40, 60 that's years. You know, that's it.
Stuff. Yeah. But the problem is Mike doesn't know the name of the school yet.
Not yet. I'm trying to get my followers involved. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'll give them ideas and stuff. So I haven't narrowed it down yet. But it's you know.
I have a suggestion.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Michael Blackson School for Kids. Can't name it Marasaka School for Kids.
School for Kids that don't read so good.
Yeah. You remind me of the African Zoolander, Michael Blackson. Have you ever seen that movie? Zoolander?
Something like that, yeah. I remember he'd be in a gas station and like some gas poured on him, whatever. Yeah.
And then he started pouring everywhere.
What the fuck that has to do with my school?
Oh, no, because he built a school.
Oh, he did in Zoolander? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
But the school was this small. And he goes, what am I going to do with this small school?
All right. So, So that's how I got involved with these guys. And we raised some money. But, you know, my biggest thing, you raise some money in crypto. And then you transfer over to Bitcoin. I was put into cash. And then I was able to go ahead and, like, and help continue my project. A lot of people don't have no clue what the fuck crypto is all about.
Just like Michael Blackson.
I have no clue. I'm like, you know, I want to know a little bit more. He's got to tell me about this shit every fucking night. Ryder is all involved. You know, whatever I had in crypto, I was like, you know, Ryder, just you handle it. I don't want to be bothered with this. I'm going to just worry about going to go get cash.
Yeah.
You know, so tell me a little bit. Like for those illiterate ones that don't know much about it, like me, there's so many kids out there that don't know much about this, you know, uneducated about it.
Honestly, like the way I see it, it's crypto is pretty much the new internet. You know, the internet came out, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and it was brand new. You know, people didn't understand it. And something that I always remember is I had a teacher in high school. He was an economics teacher, and his buddy worked for AOL. This was like in the 80s. So his buddy comes over and he's like, check this out. Like, look what this company AOL is doing. They're sending emails, right? This is the future. And my teacher was like, I don't know. I don't see people sending real paperwork through there. I don't see email replacing real mail.
Yeah.
Fast forward 25 years. His friend has like $150 million.
No.
He's teaching a high school class.
Damn. Yeah. This is a true story.
It's a true story. Yeah. And it's just like, don't be quick to dismiss something you don't understand or you don't know about, because chances are it could be the future and you should try and be there first.
It reminds me of one of my ex-agent, Tamara Gowen. Shout out to Tamara. She's doing really good for herself. She actually is the agent to one of my comedian buddies, DC Young Fly, who I recommended to her. And now she's making good money for DC. DC is like popping and making a lot of money. But Tamara told me she used to work for a company called Google.
Google. Oh, right. I never heard of it. Mike.
Exactly. She worked for a company called Google. And then, you know, he was about to, and she make a long story, she left them. And I look at Google.
That's it. Now, like.
She would have been like a multi-millionaire if she would just stayed there.
She would never have met you.
She would not have met me. She would have been successful.
Craigslist ad.
So, so like you said, never don't talk shit about something.
You've been doing, Mike. Yeah. See, now you know. Thanks a lot, Christian.
And you know, we kind of talked about this a little earlier, but like, you know, all these projects that are coming up, you know, if you remember the .com era before, this is kind of what these projects are. They're .coms. So if you can just relate, like that's pretty much what's happening right now. And, you know, some .coms made it and then some .coms failed. And that's kind of what we're seeing in crypto right now. So you see a lot of projects come up and go down, but some of them are going to last the test of time. Like ETH is going to last. I mean, Bitcoin.
Like, what's up, Marasokas? This is your African king of comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
I don't know if you've ever tried this, but my family sends money to like Italy once in a while. I have family in Italy, right? If you've ever tried to send money abroad, it takes some time. It's not like quick, or they got to go
somewhere to pick it up.
You
got to go and talk to the agent. Yeah. I would like to send money, and they look at your phone. And like,
they ask you how much you send in, why you send in that much. Yeah. There's a big tax, all that stuff. With crypto, forget it. It's like, yo, send me your wallet, Chinese best friend. And then I just send him the money. 2 seconds, right, it's there. And then no matter where he is in the world, he turns it to his cash and he takes it out, you know? So I really believe it's like the future of money.
It's the future.
It's like 5-10 years, you're going to see that everywhere.
Big picture, if you look at it like this, each economy, like the United States economy, has its own internal economy. Then you have like Europe has their own, and then China has their own, right?
Oh, yeah.
Crypto is decentralized. So you're going to have a global economy, and there's going to be no boundaries, no barriers. So whatever the U.S. economy is going to be like 10x, you know, in crypto. So that's where we're going to see. Derivatives is a huge market, and that's going to be played out on a global scale. So it's just massive. There's only maybe 2% user adoption in crypto right now. And so a lot of people are making money at 2%. So you got to figure when it goes to 50% user adoption, you're going to see, you know, we're in now. That's why we're in the game right now.
It's crazy because the Ethereum was 1900 before, Mike. Remember? 1900. Ethereum's like 3900 right now, less than a month.
If you bought back in March of 2020, right, when the stocks crashed because of like COVID and stuff like that, Ethereum dropped to like, I think it was like
100.
It was like $93. Yeah. You bought that a year ago. You bought that 18 months ago.
30 of them. What if you buy 30 of them?
No matter what you bought, you're making money.
4,000 now, Mike. 3,900.
And like the US dollar, you know, you can talk about it forever, but like that shit has inflation. Mm-hmm. And if you look because of COVID and how much money they were writing, how much money they were giving to everybody, inflation went up like 5%. If you're working a job and you get like a dollar raise, you're getting paid less money for more experience to do the same job.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you got to always be thinking of other ways to make money too, because you never know what's going to happen, bro.
You hear that, Mike? See? Finally, because I tried to
Okay. There's Bitcoin. Ain't kind of making a coin. And I mean, it was a bunch of other coins. I mean, so in a few years from now, some are going to survive, some won't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you got to look at all these projects. Some of them, they're just experimental. They don't mean nothing, right? Some of them have real case, real use. And it's like, same thing like what he was saying with the .com bubble, you know?
It's like the Dogecoin, Mike. Remember, the Dogecoin was opened as a meme coin, like a joke. And then Elon Musk got involved. Now it was almost hitting at $1 a coin. Yeah.
How much is it now?
Bought some before.
It's down to 30 cents now.
Yeah.
It was up to 76. And just it was like in 18 January,
it went down to 30 cents?
30 cents. Yeah.
Yeah. So
the way I've seen crypto is like you put money in, you might not make money from 1 month to the next, but I guarantee you from 1 year to the next, you're up. You know?
Boom.
You're up. And it's like.
So like Ethereum's is something you got to focus on, because this is where.
Is that a coin also?
Ethereum is a coin.
You have some, Mike.
And this is where all the NFTs, like. You know what NFTs are?
No, that I have no clue. I thought it was like
a drawing of a cartoon.
I thought it was just a bunch of ugly motherfucking pictures.
That's pretty much it. JPEGs. And then people buy it.
Yeah, they're JPEGs.
Can you explain to him what the NFTs are? Because I saw one sold today for $5 million, which is the original.
Was it The Rock?
The original Psych, the originals, the Crypto Punks.
Oh yeah,
Crypto the Punks. Vampire, oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah,
it's really just,
it's a JPEG
up in the air, bro. It's like NFT is just artwork, and just like in the real world, people value art at whatever they value it. You know, like you can't really predict what something is gonna be unless it's like somebody famous or something like that.
Tweets about it.
The reason why there's value is because they're unique. So like the Mona Lisa is unique. Yeah. And so when you mint something, some artwork, that makes it unique and it creates a value to it, and then people want to buy it. You know, so that's why there's a rock, literally a picture of a rock, and that thing went for
a million, I think.
Yeah, that thing went for.
Like, it's almost like a sick rock. Joke.
It's a rock.
It's almost like a sick joke, honestly.
But I think people that are buying it are the people that bought Ethereum for $1 and they bought 80 million of them before. No, way before a dollar. Like 0.001 cent, and they have a million Ethereum, which is valued at $1 trillion right now.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, either way, we mess around with crypto, we buy crypto, whatever. But the way I see crypto being used to is like, there's a lot of countries where their economy isn't stable, their money isn't stable.
Yeah.
You know, so you can introduce something like this, which is something that's accepted all over the world, and it can be kind of like the currency for your economy or your country, especially if your money is like worthless or, you know, it's crazy.
Africa El Salvador, has accepted right? that already.
There's some places in Africa, El Salvador,
Nigeria, Salvador just on Bitcoin.
El Salvador.
Yeah.
Well, now that you guys thought Michael Blackson about crypto, maybe Ghana will accept crypto.
Yeah, I went to the bank and I was asking them about crypto. They didn't really...
They didn't know.
They didn't care about it. They said we're not.
Well, not yet.
But banks are the competition, right?
Banks are the competition. Yeah, so they're definitely going to do everything they can to make sure that they control money. You know, it's just how it is. So, but the way I see it, it's like all these countries, especially developing countries and people that don't really understand crypto, it could really be something to help them out. You know, especially in low income countries or where people are just working really hard and not making a lot of money, you can just put it into crypto.
In some parts of Africa, there's no banks, right? You don't have like banks everywhere. You don't have infrastructure.
They got banks almost everywhere. Even in the village where I'm building a school, I went to the bank.
Yeah.
Just playing around. I tried to get a loan. They said, we don't know you.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, Willie, you give money to people. No. I said, motherfucker, I'll buy this bank and kick all your motherfuckers out.
Mike, why don't you open a crypto bank called Motherfucker?
Chinese best friend.
Can I just open it for you?
Can I sell you to Africa, man? Can I?
Yeah, NFT. How much you guys offer?
Just use your face for the $2. Next NFT, motherfucker.
Yeah. And then you got to have all the accessories, Mike. The earrings. They got the, you know, hair different color.
So
I already
before we get to NFT, we are crypto. So right now, what are the two? If a new person don't know shit about crypto and you tell them, you know, they want to believe you, it is the future of money, what would you suggest to do?
Save the world, Mike. Buy Save the World.
Save the World is an amazing project, but if you're getting into crypto, you're just getting started, definitely look into Bitcoin, definitely look into Ethereum. Okay. I think those are really important. They've been here for over 10 years.
You don't think Bitcoin has maxed out?
No way, man. Nope. No way.
No way.
It's like if you think people thought it maxed out at 10,000, people thought it maxed out at 20, people thought it maxed out at 50, 60. It's not going to max
just the
out.
Beginning.
It's so rare and people are going to want it because it's like the equivalent of gold.
It's a mathematical anomaly. Like the way that it was programmed, the way that they made it, it's a first mover. And it'll never be replaced. There's only 21 million that are 21 million?
21 million only, Mike.
That are ever gonna be made. And the way that they, it's really crazy.
What is it up to right now?
No, it's 21 million coins made in the whole world.
Total. Now it's at, I think,
that's
40.
Like,
yeah, that's one of the lowest.
48,000.
Yeah.
You know? So max supply, 21 million.
Yeah. So you get one.
Okay. So it's going to keep going up.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to keep going up.
I think it will.
Yeah. And then Ethereum is the other one, right?
Ethereum.
Yeah, Ethereum. Yeah, that's the
How
other
many
one.
How many coins are in Ethereum network?
Ethereum now has a deflationary, which means that the supply gets
You could
reduced.
Go up and down.
So now, before it was like an open supply, like infinite supply, but now it gets reduced. through EIP 1559. So that's supposed to make it more valuable. But if you look at Ethereum, it's on the cycle that Bitcoin was 4 years ago. So remember, Bitcoin went to like 20K like 4 years ago.
It's going up.
It's the network effect is, it's like, if you look at the charts, it's exactly 4 years ago.
Oh my God. So we got to buy Ethereum now.
Yes.
So I should go spend $100,000 and buy Ethereum.
Ethereum. You do it and you leave it alone for a couple of years. You come back to like half a million, you know, a million.
For real.
Mm-hmm. Mike, Ethereum is making money selling NFTs, the pictures, you know. They make
time out. Well, how you mix? I Ethereum, thought NFT you, is something else.
You could only buy it NFT with else. Ethereum. No, you could buy NFT with Ethereum, only, so not Bitcoin.
You think of
can you buy it with cash?
You can with credit.
Tory Lanez's album you could have bought with cash. Tory Lanez dropped an NFT for $100. He dropped an album, and he did a million copies for $1, sold out instantly. So he went platinum. He sold a million copies of his album, and he went platinum in 15 minutes, I think, something like that.
Because he made it for $1.
He made it for $1 and he sold out.
And then people in the resale thought that it was going to go for $50,000 an album. Guess what? I think somebody bought 500,000 albums somewhere. When it resaled, it was $2, $3 an album. So I had to cancel my yacht.
It's official, Madasokas. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Madasokas.
NFTs, they're like trading cards, you know? Sometimes you might get something good, sometimes you might not. You know, so that's what it is. That's a whole different like layer of crypto.
It's part of the crypto as well.
Yes,
NFT it's part of crypto. Yes. I would say if you're just getting into it, you don't have too like crazy money to spend. You want to be, you want to do it right. Get some Bitcoin, get some ETH. Then if you have, you know, $10,000, $20,000 to play with, now you can mess around with some of the other stuff that's in there, you know? But
is there anything else coming after NFT, like NFL?
I don't know. I mean, the MLB, they released, the NBA released the
Top Shots
cards,
you can go and get a card from LeBron James when he was in the finals. I think it's like $250,000
a photo.
Mm-hmm. You know, you, it's like you buy a pack of virtual cards, you pay maybe, you know, $200, you open your virtual pack and you might get LeBron James $250.
Damn,
that's it. You just turn it around,
and it's only one, Mike, or whatever limited edition it is.
But, you know, that's a whole different layer. You know, you definitely want to start off slow, build up some money. And it's definitely not like a get rich kind of thing or get rich overnight.
Yeah.
You know, it takes like 5 to 10 years, but you do it, you stick with it. Now you make enough money.
But see, I saw an article this morning that NFT surpassed Bitcoin by...
NFTs are hot right now. They are because it's just like all these trading cards and like the NBA got involved. The MLB got involved. Yeah. They're doing their own, like, you know, their players. So music, like all these artists are dropping albums, you know, because you make money. You keep more of that money.
Yeah, explain to him. It's like, you know, when you buy a CD
player. So you tell me I could make an NFT?
Yes.
You make an NFT, right? So like, let's say you make an NFT and it could be a picture of you. Or it could be like
a light skin picture of me, or she looks like,
you know, like a Donald Mutombo, right?
Okay, Donald Mutombo.
So you do a Donald Mutombo NFT. You make, say, 100 of them only, right? You sell it. You make your money off the 100 that you sell.
Different and faces, though. Explain different to him, like faces. Earrings, accessories. So it'll be like one out of one, or, you know.
Yeah, it's just, it's all random. So it'll be Donald Mutombo with, you know, this kind of wig or this kind of thing.
So maybe I make up 100 of them?
100 of them, yeah.
You make 100 of them, you sell them, right? You make your money off the sale. Then what happens is every single time somebody buys and sells your NFT, you get a royalty. You get like 2.5%, 3%.
For life.
And you don't got to do nothing for life.
It's going to change the music game. This is what, like, you know, artists throughout history, they've been getting screwed.
What would it cost me to start something like that?
$0.
Nothing. You just take a nice photo of yourself. You look good. And you might have to pay like
verified
to create the NFT, like the cards. You got to pay like a gas fee, maybe a few $100, you know? You make the announcement and then you sell it. And like I said, that's why musicians do it, because then no matter what happens, anytime the album changes hands or whatever, they get the money.
Oh, and explain it goes straight to their account. Like a CD before, when you buy a CD, right, Mike? You have it in your house. When you reset, nobody cares about it.
Yeah, you can rip NFT, it, you can burn it.
Yeah.
But the NFT only exists in one spot, you know? So like the Tory Lanez album, it's 1 million copies, right, of 7 songs.
Yeah.
And the songs, they're not available anywhere else. They're not on Tidal. They're not on Spotify. They're not on YouTube. So you could only listen to the 7 songs if you're one of the 1 million holders, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you do something exclusive like that and people will buy it, bro. People will buy it.
You have to have like a comedy special on NFT. Mm-hmm. You will make billions of dollars.
Bro, if you don't know about crypto, you'll do that. And then you'll be like, all right, I think I got
Mike,
this.
Because it will make...
So you could buy my... I don't understand.
So I buy... Instead of selling CDs of your special, right? An NFT makes the owner that buys it make more money because they could resell it based on the address. You know, you make 1,000 of your comedy special. Mm-hmm. Those 1,000 people...
1,000...
Nobody else could listen to it. Except so for... Like,
I buy the NFT from you because you put it on sale, right?
Okay.
Then I sell it to him for like, you know, $5,000. Every time like I sold it to him, he gave me $5,000, you get 2.5% of it automatically.
Forever.
And it gets delivered to you.
So that's why... People with names are doing it because people are buying stuff.
They have more control over their work and their money.
Yeah, so if I sell it for $20,000 3 years later, you still get your 2% forever. And then whoever that guy sells it.
Yeah.
So it's not like a CD that you hold in your hand. Because a CD you hold in your hand, you could break it.
That right, so guys, you heard it. Go get some Ethereum. What's it called? Ethereum?
Ethereum.
Yeah. Go buy some Ethereum
save
right
the
now.
World.
Because it's still,
get the Save the World token.
Get a Save the World token because these guys' tokens is helping build my school and helping a whole lot of other people, right?
Yeah.
Save the World token, is that still alive? It's still there?
It's still alive. Yes. We're still doing it. We're working with Jamaica. So we're working with Joe Mercer Marley, Bob Marley's grandson, Biggs, same thing. And we're just helping a bunch of charities in Jamaica. Okay. That's what we're doing. So we have like a song dropping with Sizzla, a few other people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people love what we're doing. You know, obviously, thank you, Michael, for, you know, working with us and giving us the opportunity. But we love showing all the good that crypto can do because it's like the power of a global economy.
And we want to help in the future with the
definitely,
school. We want to get the teachers. We want to get the people.
That would be great. That would be so great.
We got a crypto teachers here, Michael Blackson.
Maybe one of you guys come to the school and teach your kids on this. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know?
You could stay at Michael Blackson's mansion.
Go buy some Save the World token, guys.
Yes.
And help me out and help everybody else that's trying to help everybody.
And don't forget the Muttersucker NFT, Mike. I made some for it.
You made Muttersucker NFT?
I sent you the
You selling shit without me?
No, not yet. I didn't sell it yet. We're about to make it.
You let me know. We'll help you out. We'll help you guys.
Please help this guy. Cause with
I don't know anything.
With 2 glasses of tequila, man, you're going to fuck around and create me an NFL.
You're going to run away with your with your money.
With my money. I'll start selling my free clothes that he gets from.
Wait, can I get more of these clothes that you have? Yeah. You got more clothes?
I have to check. I've checked my
I didn't bring another outfit for the second episode.
Don't worry. I got you, man.
Thanks, man.
Well, hey, any closing remarks about... You know, I think we learned the basis of it. We probably got to do another one next time you guys are in town to get real in depth in it. But I think we learned the basics.
The future of this world, Michael Blackson, is crypto.
It's just how money moves. Just learning the future of money and how finance and everything is evolving. You know, it's always changing. And if you don't learn it, you might get left behind. Yeah, you'll get left behind.
Now I know you could buy Tesla with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Is Ethereum, can you pay with anything with that yet?
Not yet.
Michael.
Not even pussy. Nothing.
A car. A house. A house, they accept Ethereum payments.
Who told you that?
Goddamn, the website I bid my house on before.
And that's why you're homeless, motherfucker.
No. You bid on a house. The biggest auction site with Bank of America, they accept Ethereum.
Yeah, and of course they'll accept it because the second you send it, they get it. You know what I'm saying?
Like that. Like, you know when you have to wait for the feds to go and approve it? This one you get in like 5 seconds. You send $80 million in 5 seconds.
Yeah,
like
whether you send $50 or $50,000, they get it within seconds.
Damn.
That's it. That's how it works.
Unless you make a mistake. When you make a mistake, then it's Gunners. People made a 250,000 mistake, wrong address.
Oh, send like, to the wrong address.
The wrong address accidentally.
You can't get it back. No. You can't get
unless
it back.
You know the person you accidentally sent it to, which is very.
That's where you hear those stories. Like, those guys, they lost their password, and they have like 13,000 Bitcoin from like 2011. And they don't know how to
get it.
That's
how to
the
get
thing
back.
With like, obviously, if you got your money in a bank, the bank has your money, right? Like the bank technically is holding your money. In crypto, there's nobody holding your money.
What the fuck?
So if you send
it
to
someone.
It's
the Wild West, Michael Blackson.
It's the Wild West. But at the same time, if you need to go anywhere in the world, whatever, you can have your money with you always next to you, you know? But yeah, like no one, there's no customer support. There's no forgot my password.
Try to call
There's no phone number to call if you send your money somewhere that you didn't mean to. Like, that's it. It's your, you should have checked that, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I swear to God.
So anybody listening accidentally sent me your Ethereum, your Bitcoin, and everything.
Yeah.
Well, hey, great. You know what? I understand a little bit more. I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to go buy some Save the World token. I'm also buy some Ethereum because you felt like Bitcoin's not maxed out. I don't. But buying it, like, what is that right now?
$50,000?
$49,000. Man, what's Ethereum at?
It's like 3,500?
No, 3,900.
3,900?
You bought it a year and a half ago. It was $93. That's all I'm saying. Oh, like, that's wild. Yeah. That's wild.
And you just cash out right now.
Cash
if you
out.
To.
Cash
you
it out, bro.
Takes 10 minutes. Not even 10 minutes. 1 minute.
Into U.S. cash.
Yes. Into U.S. cash, into your bank account.
But they're working on a debit card now that it automatically connects to your card. You just go and swipe it like a regular card.
All right. We learned a little something today, motherfuckers. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Get out of your IG, how they could reach you.
Save World Token. Check us out on Twitter, STW Token, and on our website, savetheworld.health. You can check us out. You can see what we've done with Michael and everybody else.
Ooh.
That's Anna Kiki. Your IG is K-E. KEKE.Diablo. For those who went to a public school, is DIABLO.
I'm done.
You did it.
Oh, and of course, Chinese best friend is just as you spell it.
Yeah.
Chinese best friend. And I am Michael Blackson. Like Jackson.
But
Blackson.
Before you bleach your skin, Blackson.
Before you got crazy.
Before you got, before beat it and before the Pepsi burn his head.
I hear it.
Thank you for joining us. Another episode of Motorcycle Podcast. We out, motherfucker.
Woo!